Hey, Tuesday, August 8th. My name is Will. I'm going to run through some thoughts this morning on the morning brief. Beginning though with a look at performance yesterday from some of the major areas, ended up being a positive day for the markets, albeit a bit choppy. Dow up over 1%, S&P 500 gained about 90 basis points. Russell 2000 still has been the leader for this summer, only gained about 8 basis points. Crude oil pulled back about 1%, right at that multi-period area of resistance, so wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of exhale there for crude oil. Starting though with today, the chart of the VIX, it's been a relatively quiet year, all things considered, in terms of volatility. You've seen this drop to multi-decade lows. As of late, though, we have seen some type of pickup. This is the 1 point, or excuse me, half point chart of the VIX reversed back up into X's yesterday. 17.5 could be a breakout for the VIX. Then after that, no, if you want to call it resistance for the VIX in sight until the low 20s. S&P 500, my point here is just to be patient right now. This is the 50 point long-term view of the index, still on this extended stem of X's. Three box reversal wouldn't come until 4450, prior resistance from August at 4300. Overall, just be patient here. It won't be a straight down. We get our 5-6% and then we go straight back up. It's likely to have some chop. Looking at participation underlying the S&P 500, this is the bullish percent. I believe David talked about it in yesterday's morning video. I'll add a comment then mention our report piece from yesterday. We're reversed down from above 70, which if you look back over the past however many years you want to scroll, you'll see the same story. Typically a high fuel position that breaches of 70, especially once you get close to 80, typically doesn't stay up there too long. And for those who don't know, this is just measuring the percentage of stocks on point figure buy signals. Sometimes you can see too much participation where it gets a bit frothy. And then, of course, on the downside, when there's so little participation, forward returns are typically pretty strong. We talked about that in our Were You Aware yesterday in the report. Talked about the reversal, but more importantly, we talked about the performance for the market after we see these type of events. Reversals down from between 60 and 80%, which is what we just saw. Notice that over the past month, average returns are pretty muted, nothing over 1%. Excuse me, that's in O's. Then if you look down from reversals, sorry, between 60 and 80, very muted returns, nothing shocking or nothing that we would expect to see large happen. In the near term, looks like the market may be catching its breath, and that's what some of the indicators seem to be suggesting here. Moody's came out and lower the credit ratings on, says, 10 small and mid-sized banks, warning it may downgrade U.S. Bancorp, Bank of New York Mellon, State Street, and Truist, flagging higher funding costs, potentially regulatory capital issues, et cetera, et cetera. Just keep an eye on KRE here. I don't know if this is going to create much of a headwind for the fund. Still seems to be on a nice near-term upward trend. You can even spin this out to a longer-term view, like the 1 point chart. Looks like it's fighting the last level of resistance before it gets maybe to this prior support level at around 57. So we'll see if that actually flags as a material headwind for the fund. But as of right now, still looks to be in a decent uptrend, really strong fund score, and that's been building. Some other news related stuff I wanted to share this morning is going to be UPS related. Supposedly, they cut their 2023 revenue guidance by about 4% and their operating margin guidance by about 100 basis points. They really noted that was largely because of some of the labor negotiations and the costs associated with the tentative agreement reached with the union for some of that. The stock has been pretty range bound as of late, so two attribute, nothing that we were too excited about in the first place, though it's down about 4% pre-market today. So that'll take out that trend line. If you're a trader, maybe you look, if we get down to this lower mid-160s range, seems to have found support over the past year or so there on the upside. Definitely a covered call candidate. I think we had that on there a recent time or two. So keep an eye on that one. And then Apple, just I think a lot of the technicians have been talking about this, has been weakening over the past several sessions. You see the two O's printed yesterday, testing that last level of support at 178. That also coincides with some prior tops. So March, April 22, and just below the January 2022 highs as well. As of now, this still looks healthy to us. It's a five attribute stock. The only negative maybe we could say is that it gave a sell signal, but now it's pretty oversold at an area of support, prior resistance. I still wouldn't be too concerned about the Apple chart right here. And of course, you can just spin the chart to make it look half decent for you. So this is the 4 point scale. pretty healthy pullback right now. Not something to get overly concerned about. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you all this morning. Thanks for the time. I'll be with you again tomorrow.